Here we got the legendary Lewis Chapman here. What's up, Lewis?
What's going on?
Man, we getting it on, man. We out here in this summer, Minneapolis day, and how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, man.
Yeah,
I'm
this
okay.
Is the guy that knew Prince before anybody knew him. He played with Prince. Who else you played with that's great?
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. Morris Day.
Andre Simone, the great ones. It's a legend here.
Yep.
Okay. What did you like most? What inspired you or did what you like about when you knew Prince when he was young? I mean, how he was doing his music. Did you knew he was going to be special?
Yeah, I did, because you know I'm you know myself and the guys that I was with in my group, you know, we're like 3 years older than him.
Yeah,
them guys.
Okay.
So we knew those guys were talented because they were younger than us.
Yeah.
But you could tell with him, because you know, for one, he was an introvert. He was to himself and stuff.
And I see I seen a whole bunch of music instruments in his house or something. He'd run and jump on one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true?
Yeah, no, that's true. He could play all this stuff.
I mean, I seen him run and jump on one, the drums, the keyboard. Yeah, you your own band, dude.
He could play anything.
Man, I seen this dude jump on some. And then he came down here, downtown. He did like 3 concerts or something in a night?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's man.
That was his life, man.
That's his life.
You know, he lived
Northside. Y'all Northsiders, man.
For sure.
How far you grew up from him?
Not too far. You know, we was on the north side. He stayed a lot over at Andre Simone's house.
Yeah, that was his guy.
Yeah, he'd stay there, and also he would stay at Terrence's house.
Okay, that was his other guy, huh?
Yeah, right next to him.
What about Morris Day? Was he?
Morris, he I don't think he stayed over there.
Where was he at? Where was he living at?
Over there. He was over north, too. I can't remember the street.
Yeah, but he was over there, too.
Yeah, we would practice. All of us was over north.
Yeah, all y'all. Yeah, Northsiders, man. North true Northside legends, man. You know, and one more thing. I know he made his first album, Lady Cadjab, I think. Now, was you around when he made that, or
I did
kicking it with him? Or?
No, because after, let's see, my singing group, because that's what we did. Those guys backed us up.
Yeah.
We were like the OJs.
Yeah. I seen your pictures, man. I'm going to come back and take a picture of your pictures.
No, them guys was... You know, they was playing all over the place.
Yeah, they had gigs at a young age.
Yeah,
little special gigs.
You know.
And then he came up when he went to the First Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came in then.
Yeah, he came up there, but you know, he learned how to record a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, when he was young.
Yeah, when in Chris Moon's recording studio.
Oh, where was that at?
That was Uptown.
Oh, Uptown.
That was Uptown, yeah.
Okay, he was going Uptown, sneaking up.
In fact, he would
he
stayed. Chris would literally give him the keys to the studio.
Right. He had the key. Prince had the keys to the studio.
So he would go in there and
do his thing.
That's how he learned how to do a lot of stuff. He'd go in there and just go for it.
And do his thing.
Yeah.
He'd just go off.
He'd go off.
He'd be in the candy store.
All night.
Yeah. He was a kid in the candy store.
Learned how to mix and all.
He learned how to mix, and he was singing.
All of that.
And he could play different instruments. That would made him valuable, man, right there.
Cool. For sure.
Woo!
He didn't have to depend on nobody.
No, he can play. Man, that boy was bad.
For sure.
Once again, a legendary Prince and a legendary Lewis Chapman, man. Nice talking to you, Lewis. It's always been a pleasure, man. You one of the greatest musicians around, man. Once again, Lewis Chapman, they played the same band with Prince. Thanks a lot, holla, Lewis Time.
All right. Thank you.
Run it back for the part 2 in the future.